Salmon of Doubt helps put off the full melancholy of his sudden departure.
Eulogy for Douglas Adams by Richard Dawkins, spoken at his memorial service in the Church of St. Martin in the Fields, London, 17th of September, 2001. I believe it falls to me to say something about Douglas's love of science. He once asked my advice. He was contemplating going back to university to read science, I think specifically my own subject of zoology. I advised against it. He already knew plenty of science. It rings through almost every line he wrote and through the best jokes he made. As a single example, think of the infinite improbability drive. Douglas's ear for science was finely tuned. He thought like a scientist, but was much funnier. It is fair to say that he was a hero to scientists and technologists, especially in the computer industry. His unjustified humility in the presence of scientists came out touchingly in a magnificent impromptu speech at a Cambridge conference which I attended in 1998. He was invited as a kind of honorary scientist, a thing that happened to him quite often. Thank goodness somebody switched on a tape recorder, and so we have the whole of this splendid extempore tour de force. I'm going to read a few disconnected paragraphs. He was a wonderful comedian as well as a brilliant comic writer, and you can hear his voice in every line. This was originally billed as a debate only because I was a bit anxious coming here. In a room full of such luminaries, I thought, what could I, as an amateur, possibly have to say? So I thought I would settle for a debate. But after having been here for a couple of days, I realized you're just a bunch of guys. I thought that what I'd do is stand up and have a debate with myself, and hope sufficiently to provoke and inflame opinion that there'll be an outburst of chair-throwing at the end. Before I embark on what I want to try and tackle, may I warn you that things may get a little bit lost from time to time, because there's a lot of stuff that's just come in from what we've been hearing today, so if I occasionally sort of go... I have a 4-year-old daughter, and was very, very interested watching her face when she was in her first 2 or 3 weeks of life, and suddenly realizing what nobody would have realized in previous ages, she was rebooting. I just want to mention one thing, which is completely meaningless, but I'm terribly proud of. I was born in Cambridge in 1952, and my initials are DNA. These inspired switches of subject are so characteristic of his style, and so endearing. I remember one.